Yeah.
Get up with Mitchell and Michael.
Check it out.
Turn it on, turn it up, you're my radio.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Mitchell and this is Michael Ross.
Good morning, everyone.
And welcome to the Mitchell and Michael Show, where your girlfriend not ordering fries but eating fries anyway of the radio industry. Stick around, though, Michael Ross. Good show today.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it. In 15 minutes' time, you know Golden Gay time, like the ice cream.
Yes, I do love it.
You do love a gay time.
Yes.
Their slogan, it's hard to have a gay time on your own.
Yes.
You know, they're just so good, you just want
to share.
Is that
their slogan?
It. Yes.
Oh.
Has been for a long time. And they're aware.
Don't they sell singles, like, by themselves?
Yeah, but they're saying, like, Gotta get more than one.
Oh, know. Okay. Like, yeah. Don't share it with someone else.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
And they're, I think, aware of any connotations that might create. They're not gonna. But it seems that they don't wanna own those connotations because there is a new flavor of Golden Gay Time.
Okay.
And I don't wanna bring the show's humor into the immaturity. I would never do that. But in 50 minutes' time. I think they've done exactly that. I think they've gone very immature. I think this is smutty of them.
Oh, really?
Yes.
New slogan.
New flavour with a whole new connotation in 15 minutes' time.
Before we get into that, guys, your favourite segment, probably the longest running segment of all Mitchell and Michael stuff on the Limestone Coast. It's Friday Funnies, where we dive into the local paper. Kick your weekend off right, because whether your weekend is good or bad is determined on whether these comics are funny or super funny.
Mitchell and Michael, in 96.1. It's Mitchell and Michael right now.
Michael Ross, it's time for Friday Funnies, where we dive into the local paper, hit up the comic book strip, have a laugh, and have a great weekend.
Oh, because I'm looking forward to it.
Determined on these comic book strips are whether or not you will have a good weekend or not. These two comics, would you like to either go Clancy or Gen Y? We often cover both. Clancy is more like the regional farmer sort of guy. And Gen Y is the more like millennial.
Can I quickly check in with how Snake and Insanity Streak, are they at any standard to make it to air after, like, they've been relegated for months?
Yes, Insanity Streak is more like a one-panel one, and it doesn't really make any sense. Well, I'll just go into it. There's a knight about to enter the castle, and some lady's going, ooh, a knight in shining armor, and he's a knight wearing armor and has said, morning. So that is why.
That's where that's supposed to go, but I don't really understand it yet.
So kicking it off right, I'll go Gen Y. Gen Y is a millennial guy sitting on the park bench.
Oh, he's out of the office.
Yeah. He's got like a thinking bubble and he's like saying to himself, I seem to be having one of those days. And to make matters worse, I seem to have been having it all year.
Because our lives are so terrible and miserable. There's so bad luck everywhere.
Moving on to the relatable regional farmer, Clancy. He's talking to one of his workers who is on a tractor. Clancy says, do farmers get a day of rest? And the guy on the tractor says, yes, and on that day we do the rest of the things we're supposed to do yesterday.
So it's like they're pitting the comics against each other. You have farmers going, our work is never done. We work hard every single day.
Yeah.
And then we have millennials sitting on a bench doing nothing, complaining that he's having just another one of those days every single day.
Yep.
They're just hitting them against each other.
Let me tell you what, guys. If your weekend is not amazing after that, I'm out of ideas.
It's Mitchell and Michael. Hit 96.1. Golden Gay Time, the ice cream.
Do thoroughly enjoy the Gay Time ice cream.
Yes,
I believe it is one of the best little biscuit pieces. Yes, the Gay Time is a little bit soggy at times, but I feel like it works.
The thing with the Golden Gay Time, though, is I think it's a very old slogan because the ice cream has been around for a long time.
Yes.
And the slogan is, it's hard to have a gay time on your own.
Yes.
The younger listeners may giggle at that one a little bit because of, like, some connotations.
So how long has the ice cream been around?
Oh, I think it goes back to the early 70s.
And without a doubt was like, it's to have a good time, right?
Have a good time, have a happy time.
Because believe it or not, young children, gay means happy.
But language evolves over time, and yes. I think that as a brand, they are fully aware and they kind of like...
So they went like, the brand's too good
yeah.
to start again or something. We're just going to roll with these
slogans. We're going to roll with it, and it's like... And the slogan catches your eye, regardless of which way you're thinking about it.
Yep.
It's still good advertising.
Yes.
But they have a new flavour.
Ooh, what is it? Because what would you say? The gay time is a honeycomb, yeah?
Kind of. It's like a little... Because it's that little crunch on the outside of a sort of vanilla-ish inner core. There's a bit of honey to it. There's a bit of chocolate. Like.
So what's the new flavour?
When I tell you the flavour... It brings on another joke that I think they are fully aware of. And shame on you, Golden Gay Time, for your new slogan of your new flavor. Because when I tell you this, okay, I don't... Look, I'm...
If I laugh, it's your fault.
I'm quite a mature person.
If I laugh, it's your fault.
That's how people describe me. But when I saw this, it was unavoidable.
I'm excited.
That my brain went in this direction.
Okay, I'm excited because I'm immature.
And there's a reason I'm doing this at 6:25 in the morning. I don't want kids in the car.
What is it?
The new flavour of Golden Gay Time is Salty Golden Gay Time. And on the box is the slogan, A Salty Gay Time.
Oh,
Golden Gay Time. You know what you've done.
Why would
they know. They know what they're doing there.
Why?
It's a salty gay time.
Why would you want a salty ice cream anyway?
That's true.
I'm more thrown off by that than anything else.
I'm just amazed that they ran with it.
Look, slogan.
Flavor or slogan?
Yeah, flavor. Bit weird. Bit weird. Do not understand. No, I David Kosh'd just then. Grab me in the street if you want me to finish my line. Other than that, that is the flavour. Michael Ross, I would like to politely exit.
Thank you.
This conversation. Michael Ross, remember how yesterday you burst into the office and you were like, "Oh my God, Travis Scott cheated on Kylie Jenner."
I don't remember that.
I remember that. It was the highlight
of
the day.
Must have been one of my night terrors.
And apparently, there was photos, proof of old Tisco cheating on Kylie Jenner. And it was a prank.
It was a prank?
Something that I can get behind.
Okay.
It was a Photoshop alteration. You know me. Big fan of the old alterations. Anyone that can pull the wool over someone's eyes, I'm very excited about. Kim Kardashian has lashed out the old prank boy and said, "You, not funny, don't mess with other people's lives." That's how she talks in my head. More like an angry queen. But yeah, no, she got really mad at prank boy.
Oh.
But I think that's hilarious.
Mad at prank boy.
Like, how funny if I, like, got you on Photoshop and like edited you in like a strip club or something and then send it to your girlfriend and she was like, "Oh, we're breaking up," and then like just as she's about to leave, I'm like, "Oh guys, I was just kidding." Don't you think everyone would just laugh and have a good time?
I think in hindsight people would look back on it like as quite a funny moment.
I feel like not too many people do that. If you go, "Oh, it was a prank," and people go, oh you got me," it means it wasn't a good enough prank. You want to be hated for about a week, then a couple
That's
of weeks
a
later
minimum.
Be loved. That's Mitchell's advice.
Also, because they're such big celebrities, does it not really count? Do we not really care? Like, if you did that to an everyday person, they'd be upset.
Exactly. And also, Photoshop pranks. Come on, Kim. You've been doing that for years.
Oh, yes. We're high five.
Guys, hit.com.au, Scoople Time, to find out more. You'd think I planned that. But also, you can find out how to keep your pets cool this summer, which...
Thundershirt!
No, but if you do want to keep your pets...
Summer shirt?
Just spray them with water, like the old-fashioned.
That tells off pets. When you spray pets with water, they think they're being, like, told off.
Well, that's your
cats
fault
are
for
like,
doing that.
Ah! Because cats don't want to be covered
what
in water.
What if it's a hot day and your cat does something wrong? ever think you did something right, because it's like, oh, what a delight. Oh,
thank you.
I don't know enough about cats, but I do know
I
that.
I don't like it.
I don't know anything about cats, but I do know that. Guys, that's what's trending now. Check it out.
It's Mitchell and Michael. You're 96.1. That was a terrible Meatloaf rendition.
Michael Ross, yes. It's 6:40, so I want to talk about this. It's literally just hit 6:40, so I want to talk about this before I run out of time today.
Yes.
I want to ask you a very, 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 very personal question. It's okay. 2018.
Yep.
Have you ever, you know, maintained the yard?
Have I ever maintained the yard? At first I was like, what are you? Oh, oh, that's what you're talking about. No.
Yeah, didn't think so. I mean, just throwing it out there. Didn't think so. 2018, I'm assuming a lot of guys have to maintain the yard. Unfortunately, with girls, it's a lot of like, come on, what do you mean? Of course, you know.
Yeah.
What is that, a weed? Like, I don't regret using that analogy, but I
bet a lot of guys out there probably have maintained the yard,
yes.
But they haven't mowed the lawn.
This is my thing. This is my thing. Last night, because I'm heading back to Perth, so I got a lot of business meetings to get to. I started to do a lot of maintenance on my property, and for many times, this is the thing. Many times, I've spent a lot of time. A lot of people drive past the house. You know, sometimes they just pop in for a quick visit. So I like to make sure the front yard taken care of. You know, that there's no bushes there. Lawns mowed, you know what I mean? Like good sort of, they can just pop in, pop out.
Wait, so is the yard now just completely paved?
No, not paved. No, okay. But like well-cut grass.
Okay.
And every now and then I do a well-cut front yard, you know, yes. Really, really take care of the old front yard. But I tried something different, Michael Ross. I thought it was time. I'm 26 years old.
Okay.
It is late 2018.
Mm-hmm.
I just... You know, I've started to just see what it's like. I thought, may as well try now. I paid a little bit extra.
Yep.
And took care of the old backyard as well.
First, hang on, wait. You said paid a little extra.
Okay, I didn't actually. I did it.
Okay.
Because I don't think anyone offered the service.
So
I did look around. No one. I don't actually think anyone in the Limestone Coast does the old backyard.
So
this is the first time. Look, this is. Yeah. Look, I understand how I look. Yeah. I get it. This is just a. This was an impulse decision, and I went with it. And look, pretty happy with it. Backyard okay. Feels a bit different. A bit more breezy back there.
Yeah.
But any questions?
I was going to say that, like,
because the way I did it, basically, just quickly,
right.
I did have to go full length mirror and do a half a somersault. Like I did. Look, I understand this is not the greatest radio in the world, but I want to share my life.
You're not an avid gardener, and like you know that in gardening, when you want to like kill the weeds from your yard, you want to use some Roundup or something. You want to make sure that you get out everything, including the root. If you just cut the weed. It's going to come back, like, stronger.
That's a myth. That's actually a myth. That's not true. But I did do that.
I mean, like, ingrown hairs and stuff like that.
Oh, no. I didn't pave it, though.
Okay.
I just went out there with the clips and just went, like a guy in the, like, Jumanji with the machete.
Just imagine. They have a stubble here.
Oh, no, it was different, guys. 13, 12, 16.
643.
Guys, I don't care. I'm out of here soon. Guys, 13, 12, 16, guys out there, or girls, tell me about the first time you mowed your backyard.
And Mitch, the ADF, the Australian Defence Force, have been talking recently about sort of warfare changing,
yep,
becoming more and more like cyber. So they got to hire different people, not your typical frontline soldiers anymore. Or they've also gone the education route was the sort of the last 10 years. You know, like join the army, get a degree.
Oh, yeah, that was that, yeah.
Because that's the thing. They're always trying to come up with creative ways to get you on board. It used to be like like, we need you. That was the old, like, World War One and Two, like, you don't have a choice kind of thing. You have to.
Now it's like, what are you going to do? Go to uni?
Why don't you go to uni here? Well, why don't they take some recruitment advice from these campaigns that have worked for other armies and businesses?
Like, so, and you're not talking Singapore. Because you have to.
Because it's the law. Were you born here? Here's a gun. This happened in Sweden. The Swedish army needed a new way to recruit, so they set up a four-day live stream of a black box just sort of in the middle of Stockholm. And what would happen is someone would go into the box, they would be there for an hour, and they could only leave if someone replaces them in the box.
What?
And they live stream that for 4 days. So someone would go in and they go like, help, let me out. The way to let them out is to sacrifice yourself. So obviously this is what sacrifice, like you'd, the army's all about like doing stuff to help others.
That's how gangs work. You can't leave unless someone else joins.
Very bizarre, but apparently worked really well. Lots of people watched the live stream and they had like a big boost.
Oh, because it was all like sort of like hidden message in terms of like, this is what it's like to join it. Yeah.
Yeah. Or how about this? Volkswagen, they sent out deliberately broken cars. Okay.
Okay.
Underneath the cars was a, like a sticker saying like, good job, like please apply to be one of our mechanics. So like if you recognized that something was wrong with the car and recognized what the problem was and found it as a mechanic, they would be like, well done, you're a good mechanic.
Oh, so these aren't all just for the army?
No, not all. Okay. These are just recruitment ways that actually worked. And so Volkswagen had mechanics find these problems and then go, oh, it's a job offer.
Oh.
In a deliberately broken car.
That's pretty good. I think, yeah, a couple have done that before.
Or, finally, this is one of the most famous expeditions of all time. Ernest Shackleton. He went to the, like, he was doing a lot of South Pole research.
Yeah.
And he put an ad in the paper, okay, saying, men wanted for hazardous journey. Small wages, bitter cold, long months of complete darkness, constant danger, safe return doubtful. Honor and recognition in case of success. That was it.
What was it for?
It was for an expedition to Antarctica. Oh. And it was just honest. Like, you could die. It's going to be very cold, very dark. I can't pay you very well. Lots of people wanted to go.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So sometimes honesty, just the best policy.
Michael lost his sheet, but he recovered quite well. You know how in the Olympics where you're like, oh, they stumbled, but not enough to lose points?
Yeah.
That's what you did then. But what you might do is lose your freedom.
My freedom.
Michael Ross, because I think you might be a part of some form of like, some form of fraud or some form of like criminal activity.
Wait, you think I'm frauding people, like defrauding people?
There's something going on. Could you please tell everyone what phone you have? You've recently got a new phone.
I have a Huawei.
A Huawei. Which
H-U-A-W-E-I?
Yes.
Yes. Third biggest manufacturer. Very popular in Asia.
Yes. Super popular in Asia.
Yeah.
They're, if anything, everyone is going, well, how are they climbing so high? Because I will give you that.
They're affordable.
Behind Samsung. Yep. Behind Samsung and Apple, they're third, yeah?
Yep.
And climbing. Right?
Yes.
There has been bit of a shake-up in your old love company. Chief Financial Officer Meng Wanzhou has been arrested. The Chief Financial Officer has been arrested.
Of Huawei?
Yeah.
What for?
Basically, doing the old dodgy Chief Financial Officer stuff.
Ah.
Michael Ross, I think you have either A, tanked a company, and it's sent...
Well, you think I'm the CFO?
It sent stocks plummeting. I believe
that's why they're so affordable.
But that's why, because they're cutting corners, and it brings up a very important point that Michael Ross does not mind if you cut a few corners as long as he can save a few bucks. Is that correct?
Okay, yeah. You always want to try and save a few dollars. Cut corners, like maybe as a consumer.
You look at it like
CFO.
Okay, so you wouldn't steal a product.
No.
I'm not. But if someone stole something, sold it to someone who sold it to you.
If I don't know it's stolen, I'll buy it. Ignorance is bliss.
And the only reason why you won't buy it if it's stolen is because you don't want to then eventually lose said product.
Exactly.
That's the only reason.
It's not the fear of going to jail. It's the fear of them coming and going, sir, your TV is a stolen good. We have to take your TV. I'll be like, no! Can I just ask, though? So you're having a go at me because my Huawei CFO has done a dodgy. Which bank are you with?
Commonwealth.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Everything's on the up there, isn't it?
What's happening there?
There was massive, like, inquiries, like, earlier in the year.
Was it?
Yeah.
Did they get found guilty?
I'm pretty sure.
Nah, they'd be gone there, wouldn't they?
No, because it's a bank. Like, this is the way the game is played, friend.
Best explanation ever. So, like, even the prosecuting lawyer or whatever is like, we got him. Judge, now what? It's a bank.
It's a bank. Hit 96.1.
If you head on over to https://www.hit.com.au, Scoobler tab to find out more.
Do you know what the S means?
What?
Secure. So that's more secure than an HTTP with no S.
What's HTTP mean?
Hypertext something protocol. I used to remember what it was.
I want
to
give you a wedgie so bad. Guys,
I'll do it for you.
if you guys head on over, Michael Fun Facts Ross, he's just fun fact. Honestly, head on over to hit.com.au Scuba tab to find out some entertainment stories. But if you want just fun facts, stop Michael in the street.
It's the hypertext transfer protocol.
It doesn't count if you Google it. Apparently, though, happy people put up Christmas decorations early. Agree? Disagree? Discuss below.
Agree. I don't think it's debatable.
Like, unhappy people put up funerals quicker. Like, that would probably
just imagine a really sad person putting up Christmas lights in May. why am I not getting happier?
Yeah. Also, hit.com.au Scuba tab to find out more. Whoa. All right. Calm down. Apparently, Scott Tweedy is going to be the Bachelor.
It's him. It's old Scotty Twitty.
Yeah, apparently old Scotty T. Is...
Oh, the old Prank Patrol ninja is going to jump out.
He's one of those
prank
guys.
Prank call for bachelorettes.
We're going on a hot balloon date. Oh, just kidding. It's popped. I don't know why.
I just watched you go down like a hot balloon.
It's like if Michael Jordan had a wide open dunk. And like,
and Scott Tweedy just stood in the way.
Oh, there's more shankings happening here than Wentworth, which is officially returning back to our screens. So
right.
You can check that out if you want. At hit.com.au, Scoobler tab to find out more.
Is it going to be Aussie like the original Wentworth?
It's already... Yeah, like
the original was...
No, like it's still going.
It's still going? Okay.
Yeah.
I thought it was a remake of... But it's continuing. We've already had the remake begin.
No.
What?
How long ago do you think Wentworth was started?
I thought Wentworth was an old prison show from like the late 70s.
Probably.
That got remade.
Yeah, and it's been going for, I would say, nearly 100 episodes.
Okay.
It's big. It's still going.
Right. Okay, cool. I haven't checked the TV guide since 1978.
Guys, hit.com.au, Scoobler tab, and you can find out more about all of that stuff. Especially Wentworth, because my facts are a little skewed. But, yeah, check it out.
Live across the Limestone Coast, hit 96.1. It's Mitchell and Michael right now.
I am a very stubborn man.
You are.
So when I have a fight with, like, a significant other or just a random person that is more than a stranger, I tend to do the whole, like, silent treatment thing. Like, if we've had a fight, I'm like, we'll stuff you then. And, like, I'm very stubborn, won't come back. And I had a fight with someone, girl. Last night, and it was like, fine, you know, I won't see you. It is what it is. Blah, you know, enjoy your life. I'm not that bad, but like that sort of level, right? I was okay with not talking again.
Yeah.
I then have, well, showing you, I have 3 packets of gum that are on my desk, which are like half, I think one's half, one's kind of like 3/4 done, and the other one's like got a quarter left. And I was showing you these, and I was like, oh, how funny is it? Like, I can't finish anything. Like, ah. And then I took a photo because I thought it was quite funny to put on my story, my Snapchat story. Accidentally Snapchatted person that I was fighting with.
Right.
Now.
So middle of the argument, you've just sent them.
No, not middle of the argument. Like, argument's over. We're done.
Like, but like, you know, last thing you were doing was arguing.
Yes, yes. And so now I'm upset because I'm quite a stubborn man. I want to continue, like, no, you come to me first. You know what I mean? Like that sort of thing. But now, by accident, I've sent just a friendly snap. Like, almost like going, like, let's try again. Like, so...
We're all good.
So it's...
Get some gum.
It's kind of, like, good in terms of, like, I've done a good thing by accident. I've extended the olive branch, but I meant to hit you with it.
I reckon there could be someone out there who's done something similar. 13, 12, 16. When have you accidentally done a good thing?
Like you went to someone's house, you're like, I'm going to burn it down. You get there and you're like, oh, they needed a quick burn off anyway. I don't know. That was the worst example
that was
ever.
Very bizarre. We have a total fire ban today.
Yeah, so don't do either of those. Okay, no. You go to waterboard them. But then there is a fire. And as you go to do it, you put out a fire. Much better.
Yeah, the waterboarding is much better. 13, 12, 16. When have you accidentally done a good thing? It's Mitchell and Michael at 96.1. So we're taking calls on 13, 12, 16. When have you accidentally done a good thing? We got Rory.
Yeah, mate, how you going?
Good. What was the accidental good thing you did?
Well, so I went to my mate's joint, right, and I thought it'd be hilarious to just turn his gas off.
Sorry, first of all.
I thought it'd be so funny to sit out in front of his house and turn his gas off. It was around about dinner time, so I thought him and his young ladies out be cooking a feed. So I thought, this is going to suck. Anywho, turns out I've turned the gas off and they've come running out the front anyway because they had a bit of a fire in the kitchen and the gas was the problem.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
yeah. Mate. So I just happened to rock up and do something hilariously funny, which turned into something hilariously helpful.
What did you...
Accidental hero.
Did you go like, oh, guys, I just had intuition? Like, what was going on?
Oh, well, they had a bit of a fire in the kitchen and then there was like a gas fire. Or I don't know, like, there was oil burning all over the joint. For some reason, the oil had burnt the knobs and they couldn't touch the knobs and turn the gas off, so... Oh. All I had to do was run out the front and turn the gas off. And
Did you fess up? Did you say, I was just playing a joke? Or did you go, I knew you were in trouble?
Nah, I had no idea. I was like, it's funny. And they were like, what's so funny? How's it on fire? I'm like, no, I'm just being funny. What's going on?
Rory, mate, you're an accidental legend.
I thought it was going to be so funny. They didn't seem to think that it was funny, but then they're like, oh, thanks, bro, you helped me.
All right.
Thanks, Rory.
Mate, you've picked up an on-purpose Subway voucher.
Oh, that's right.
Come on into the station, pick it up whenever.
Oh, yeah, good fella.
Have a good one.
See you, man.
This is Mitchell and Michael on the Limestone Coast, hit 96.1.
Live across the Limestone Coast, hit 96.1. For your chance to win $500 cash, go to hit.com.au, click on the win tab and enter your details. It's that easy to enter Santa's Cash Sleigh giveaway. Bless you. And it's time to give away our second $500 because we're doing this every week on the lead up to Christmas. So you can still get in the running for the next 2 weeks, but it's time now to announce it to the winner. $500 this week. It's all thanks to Henry Post Jewelers, Red Gum Country, UFS Chemist. How do we tell them?
Well, we don't like just going, hey, you've won $500. Because, like, that's pretty awesome. That's good enough as it is. But, you know, we like to go a little bit extra. Like, last week, we pretended someone owed, a fine.
Yes.
A big fine.
Owed the station money.
Yeah, which is always good. This time, I'm thinking, who's someone, like, what's something where someone might hang up on us if it wasn't a good thing?
Telemarketer. Okay, so you be a telemarketer. I'll even put in, like, a little... Like, make it sound like a call centre.
Do you have that? Okay, cool.
Yeah, here we go.
Hello.
Hello. Thank you for calling Hit 96.1. Am I speaking with Suzanne?
Yeah.
How are you today?
Okay.
I'm good, thanks too, for asking. We know that you are a loyal listener of Hit 96.1. Is this correct?
Yes.
That's great. Would you like to win $500 with Hit 96.1's Santa's Cash Sleigh giveaway?
Yes, I would.
Press 1 for yes or press 2 for no. You have selected... Sorry, it's Mitchell and Michael. Michael ruined it. But we just want to let you know, Suzanne, you've won $500.
Seriously? I was thinking it was so weird for a radio station to do this sort of thing automated. I'm wondering if
I am. Congratulations. Yes, you have won $500 thanks to the Santa's Cash Sleigh giveaway.
How's it feel?
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, Michael, I couldn't help myself.
He couldn't keep it up.
When you pressed the number.
Oh, it was just gold.
Of course I did. It was convincing. Hey, come on, it's a hot day. I've been out in the heat.
It's fair enough. It is fair enough.
What are you going to do with $500 cash for Christmas?
Well, I've still got a few more Christmas presents to buy, so, you know, definitely come in handy for that. And, you know, it's always bills coming in.
It will indeed, yes. And that's why we did. That's why we specifically picked you.
Lovely.
We care the most about you.
Congratulations again, Susan. You've won $500.
Thank you so much. It was so much appreciated.
Have a good day.
Get up with Mitchell and Michael.
Hey, we are nearly done. We're just about done. Before we go, a little bit of housekeeping. You can check out the podcast on your favourite podcast app, Hit 96.1. Breakfast, Mitchell and Michael Show. Check it out there, because if you haven't heard the 6 o'clock hour, you are missing out. There's a real treat for you in there. If you don't get up early enough to hear the very beginning of the show, check out the podcast from any day. There's always some gold to be found. It's like secret content for our early listeners and our podcast listeners. So if you want that, go download the podcast now and get on that. And then we'll be back on Monday at 6 a.m., won't we, Mitch?
See ya.
That's actually not him. He's already gone. Look.
See ya.
He's done. He's already left. See ya.